Hello.
Yes.
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. And today we're
somebody
talking
called
to people.
Somebody called me yesterday, and I answered a lot of questions. So I would love it if you took me off your list.
Okay, yeah. It was completed like 23%. You have a little time right now to help us finish it up, ma'am?
You know, I mean, it's honestly really inconvenient on a weekend. How many questions do you have left?
Well, it's a very short survey, man. After like
just start and go quickly.
Okay.
I really
thank
am
you.
Not a fan of this, but okay. I am very concerned about the election. So if you want to hurry, I will do my best.
Okay, I'll go as fast as I can. Okay, as you may know or have heard or read, okay, the city of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue in November asking voters either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local one, you know, half-a-cent cent sales tax. You know, that generates money for street maintenance, repair.
I'm okay with it.
Okay, yeah. Option one said, would you vote yes or no on renew of the, you know, one half-a-cent
sales
tax? And, adding an additional one half-a-cent.
Yes, I will do that too.
Okay. That'll be like, you know, to provide funds needed to pay for all.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Okay. But yes,
yep.
Right? All right, ma'am.
Yeah.
And option two will be, would you vote yes or no and, to renew that 0.5%, you know, sales tax
yes.
and add additional 1/4.
Yes. Yes.
1/4 cent of a total of 3/4 cent, you know,
yes.
3/4. To
yes.
provide funds to need to pay all streets and road maintenance and surface
sir.
Repair. Okay. Yes. Okay, ma'am.
Yes.
And options three would vote yes or no on continuing the 0.5% sales tax for 20 years that funds the city street and road maintenance. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And next, do you agree or disagree with the statement that opponents to whatever sales tax increase ballot issue the city puts, you know, forth this November might make. Okay, taxes are high enough already, and we just can't trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it.
No,
agree
I don't
or
agree.
Disagree?
Disagree.
Disagree. Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am. I'm going to read you this these statements, and then we're done with this survey, okay? Really, thank
okay.
you for your time. Okay, lastly, here are a few statements that supporters of the local sales tax road maintenance and street repair might make, okay? Please rate each of the, you know, very persuasive reason to vote yes in sales tax ballot, somewhat persuasive reason, or not persuasive at all. Okay, here's the first one. The city's public work department has a solid record of accomplishment maintaining, fixing, and repairing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work. Very persuasive,
yes.
somewhat, and not persuasive at all.
It's right. I agree that they're doing what
okay.
they can do.
All right. By voting yes for the full 1 cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing aging, leaky water, and sewage pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and their water bills onto the sales tax, where the cost is shared with non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drives in our streets. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not at all persuasive?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I remember
the full 1 cent sales tax option provides additional money to do full roadway and under the street infrastructure repair. All at once,
okay.
so that, you know, when the streets are torn
yeah.
up and replaced, deteriorating water and sewage pipes underneath, so, you know, some of which 70 years old can also be replaced. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not?
If without the tax?
Yes, with that 1 cent sales tax option. You know, that's what provides, you know, provides all that, what I read to you.
So... I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question.
Well, this is about being, you know, if the statement is persuasive, that's what they're going to be doing with that 1 cent, okay? If it's, you know, if it's worth it, you know, they put persuasive,
yes,
but
it's
if it's
worth it.
Okay, yeah. Very or just somewhat?
Very.
Okay. The other one say Glenwood Springs weather is tough on roads, so we need continually work to maintain and stay on top mm-hmm. of fixing damage before it gets much worse and costs more. Very persuasive, okay. somewhat not persuasive.
Very.
Okay. Voting yes to increase the sales tax above its current 0.5 cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and like bike lanes, which will increase safety for walking and biking in Glenwood Springs. Very persuasive, somewhat or not?
Very.
Okay, since the cost of construction materials for road repair is up significantly, since voters last approved 0.5 cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, 0.25 cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate money to keep pace and ensure that all needed maintenance and repairs projects can get done. Very persuasive, somewhat or not?
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand.
Well,
are we almost done? I'm sorry. I'm with my son, so now we're getting to a place where, like, I don't have a lot of time. So how many more questions do we have?
Well, I have, like 4 more statements, you know, about being persuasive, and then that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Okay, so... Okay, a significant proportion, you know, of this sales tax money for Glenwood Springs Road is paid by non-residents who make purchase here. We get good roads and streets, and outsiders who use them contribute. Would you say that's very persuasive?
Yes.
Somewhat, or?
They should contribute, yeah.
Okay, unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repairs, there's a very little money from the state or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to mm-hmm. the local community to take care of itself. Very persuasive, somewhat or not?
Yes, very.
Okay, 100% of the money raised by the street sales tax goes towards maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, this sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other uses. Very persuasive, somewhat or not?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, ma'am. The last one says voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax means that when the city needs to do a full replacement of the street and the aging pies below, that work can be done faster on the larger proportion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors than is currently necessary. Very persuasive, somewhat or not persuasive?
Persuasive.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And, having heard all this information about both sides, okay, how would you vote? Would you vote yes or no on each of the following options? The option one was renewed for 0.5 cent sales tax and add an additional 0.5 cent for total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs replacing deteriorating water and sewage pipes under the street where, when a full replacement of the street is needed. Voting yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, and option 2 said that to renew the 0.5 cent sales tax, add an additional 0.25 cent to a total of 0.75 cents, three quarters, to provide funds needed to pay all streets and road maintenance and surface repair for the next 20 years, as well as to cover costs of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years. So yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay, and the last one says option 3, to continue the 0.5 cent sales tax for 20 years to fund city street and road maintenance.
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right, ma'am. And finally, if voters approve any of these 3 sales tax ballots, would you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to get the money, up front to speed up
in
the
order
repairs?
To what? I didn't understand. In order to what?
Okay, this is to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order mm-hmm. to get the money up front, you know, to speed up the road repair and replacement projects, and contract, you know, for repairs at today's construction prices rather than future rising prices. Would that be support or oppose that?
I don't know.
But it's like, you know, they're gonna borrow the money against future sales tax because it's not, later on it's gonna be higher, you know. So even for the mm-hmm. for the work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But material is gonna be cheaper at that time, so they're gonna get the money. In other words.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I agree. That's fine.
Okay. Support that, right?
Okay. I really do need to go. I mean.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
This is the last question. Okay. What is your gender, ma'am? Male or female?
Female.
Okay. All right. And could you please tell me is your age between age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or
the second one? The second one.
40 to 54. Okay. And have you lived in Glenwood Springs from 0 to 5 years, 6 to 10, 11 to 20?
0 to 5.
0 to 5. Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
All right. All right. Well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you and appreciate your time, okay, that we got this survey done.
Okay.
Appreciate your help. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.